15th year. It was started by our old friend Olin, who passed away. Kind of like to keep it going in honor.
The Big Air Contest marks 15 years this weekend. And bowling is back in Haines for one day only. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories coming up. It's been at least 3 decades since the bowling alley in Haines closed for good, but this Saturday only, bowling is back. Bowl for Kids' Sake opens up the Haines High School to the 10-pin game on Saturday, at the same time bringing money to the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization of the Upper Lynn Canal.
Bowl for Kids' Sake is Big Brothers Big Sisters' signature fundraiser.
Nikki Ritzinger is the community director with the organization.
It happens all over the country, and it's happening all over the state in the springtime right now, and it is a community-wide event. Anyone can come in and bowl. It's not just for people who are involved in Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Big Brothers Big Sisters is a nonprofit agency that promotes one-on-one mentoring between youth and adults. They've been active in the Upper Lynn Canal for almost 7 years now.
We match littles, we call them littles, which are typically in our community program, kids ages 6 all the way up through 18. And then in our school program, we take kindergartners, so 5 years old all the way as well up to 18. And we match them with caring, supportive adults.
10 teams around Haines have been raising money through a pledge drive leading up to the Bowl for Kids' Sake. The teams will be bowling, and so will area bigs and littles, but anyone else is invited to come too, solo or with a group of friends.
We have 2 lanes set up for our teams that have participated to come and bowl. And then we have a lane set up for our matches, our bigs and our littles. And then we'll have a lane set up for anyone who wants to come from the general public.
Totem Bowl, Haines Historic Bowling Alley, was built sometime between 1905 and 1932 as part of the Army's Fort Seward. It closed down in the mid-1970s. Since then, Haines residents have had to get their pin fixed by turkey bowling at the Haines Winter Olympics or at the yearly Bowl for Kids' Sake party.
It's a pretty special event that we can bowl right here in Haines. It happens once a year for the Bowl for Kids' Sake. This is our only opportunity to bowl in Haines, so I hope everyone takes that opportunity and comes out on Saturday.
Dozens of volunteers, along with area businesses, have been working to bring bowling back to the people this year. And for those not into real bowling, there's virtual bowling, too.
Tommy Scoville and Team Parts Place are graciously doing a Wii bowling component of Bowl for Kids' Sake, and you can come. You can bowl as much as you like with the Wii bowling, and there is an entry fee per age bracket. I think the entry fees are $5, $3, and $1, depending on your age, and the top score in each age bracket gets $50 cash. And that's all donated by Tommy and the Parts Place. And all of the proceeds of the entry fees also goes to Big Brothers Big Sisters. So we're really grateful for that. And it's a lot of fun. People really get into the competing against even themselves.
Bowling costs $5 for people not in the pledge drive. And the money goes to the local Big Brothers Big Sisters organization.
The fundraising is extremely important. The difference between our Bowl for Kids' Sake and some of our other fundraisers is that all of the monies that are raised during Bowl for Kids' Sake stays in Haines. When people donate to Big Brothers Big Sisters, they can choose whether they want their donation to stay in their community or if they want it to help kids all over Alaska, which then would help with administrative costs to run the program, the support that I receive from our main office up in Anchorage. Personnel, all of the costs that it takes to put on the fundraiser, like advertising, marketing, posters, banners, t-shirts, all of those material things that we use to promote Big Brothers Big Sisters. The money also goes to pay for match support, which we professionally support our matches. We also do background checks, so part of the money goes for paying for our background checks for our volunteers.
Although there's no bowling event planned for Skagway at this time, Ritzinger is measuring Skagway's interest in reviving the program. She's been leading the organization since September.
Right now, the Skagway program for Big Brothers Big Sisters is on hold, and I am trying to get over there probably after the Bowl for Kids' Sake here in Haines. I've talked to a few folks over in Skagway about the program, and it's my understanding that it's kind of fizzled out over there, and I want to make sure that if there's still interest in the Skagway community to have a Big Brothers Big Sisters program, that we're able to do so.
A silent auction is also part of the festivities. Ritzinger has more information at 766-2151. Bowling is open to the public during Bowl for Kids' Sake at the Haynes School Gym from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, April 10th. For 15 years now, the Big Air Snowboarding Contest has brought boarders together for long afternoons of mid-air tricks in Treeline at snowy Haynes Pass.
15th year. It was started by our old friend Olin, who passed away. Kind of like to keep it going, in honor.
That's Luck Dunbar, giving a nod to Olin Seth Nash, in whose memory the contest is held each spring. Dunbar and Darren Shields, self-proclaimed local dirtbags, have been involved since the beginning.
Yeah, it's always been a joint effort pretty much by a group of, you know, local dirtbags pretty much. It's a community effort, really. We get a lot of donations throughout all of the town. And it's just a matter of getting it all together and then rallying some troops to build the jump and just have a nice day on the pass.
A lot of folks who were there that first Big Air in 1995 have gone every year since. Dunbar remembers it was across from Three Guardsmen and Sonny.
Yeah, both of us, huh? You were at the first
just
one.
Just about.
Yeah. Darren was a little curly-haired kid going big. Aaron Nash, Ira, and Dan Wackerman, they're going to be there. And they've been there since day one as well.
And then the two of them start to remember just how much younger they were then.
And it's like, man, I feel like I'm getting old, you know. It's like, man, we need to pass it down to the youth. But I don't know. It's just we need some youngsters to step up and start getting involved for sure. Because, you know, pretty soon it'll be 60-year-old men trying to shovel and make a jump. And so definitely we need some youngsters and a lot of community support from the youth, for sure. Because that's what it's basically for, is for the youth.
The event is on Saturday, April 10th, noonish, up at the Haynes Pass. Spectators and riders should just drive up with passports and stop where they see all the cars, and competitors can register on-site.
For some reason, it's always a nice sunny day up there. Even if it's totally clouded in, really foggy, it's like once the jump gets built, for some reason, it's like these big hands in the sky separate. You know, we get some sunshine right on the jump. It always happens, so we're hoping for another nice day. Kids bring sleds and people bring, you know, their barbecues. And one thing we're trying not to do, because dogs love to chase things that go fast and trip snowboarders and skiers and stuff. So if you have a dog, keep it at home. Be prepared. Maybe bring some lunch. And I don't know, Darren, should we bring a barbecuer?
Definitely.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can bring some burger. And we might have a barbecuer up there, too.
Jump builders will go up to the pass on Friday to scout the spot where they'll form the features. There'll probably be two total for the various divisions, advanced, intermediate, beginners, and women's.
Well, it's going to take a lot of shoveling. Basically, I think tomorrow we're going to go for a drive and try to find a nice place. And then we'll just pile up a bunch of snow and then carve it out real nice and have a nice steep transition. So even the kids that don't really want to go too fast will still get a nice little bit of air.
And there is some brain work that goes into building those jumps, says Dunbar. He says it's a lot about a good transition.
There's nothing worse than landing flat, man. Like going big in a nice transition feels real good.
And many local businesses have donated time and prizes to the top flyers.
This is a $5 entry fee, which is the exact same price as it was 15 years ago. And it's nothing compared to the prizes that you'll win. For the advanced is a heli day. The heli day comes from Alaska Heli Skiing. And there's a cat skiing day from SEBA, and then Oakley with the Call family. They're donating some Oakley goodies in there. And we're working on some other things like wings, maybe a round trip ticket. If you've seen the posters around town, King's donated the posters. There's Alaska Backcountry Outfitter, Haynes Brewing Company, they donated a hat, which is pretty cool. The Funny Farm's going to be coming through with some little treats. And Lutac Lumber, Chip has always been a huge supporter. Lost Coast Surf Shop and First National Bank, Carl Hines, he's going to set up a $50 gift card for a winner. All Roots, Dougie's always been real good helping out.
Olin Nash would be 31 this year, and the guys agree he'd be happy to see people still making Big Air happen.
I think one of the classic jumps that I remember Olin doing was the Superman. You remember he's getting into the front flips? He'd do this huge laid out Superman and just stall, you know, like look like Superman with snowboard strapped to his feet. And the very last part, he'd curl up into a little ball and end up, you know, landing on the board, you know, just, it was kind of cool. It's just really fun. And it's cool to see the advancement of the youngsters that have done it in the past.
In the past, judges have scored air, style, and landing. This year, judges will probably use a standard 40 as the perfect score. The competition is open to boarders of all ages and skill levels.
And it's not just for the youngsters. If Jimmer Stickler's listening, a couple years ago he was hitting that jump huge, and I don't think he's walked straight since. He kind of landed on his head pretty hard, but yeah, it's an all-age event, and it's basically just to get everybody outside.
And organizers are still looking for the judges.
The weather's going to be really nice. We'll see if there's going to be any pros showing up, but if there are any people that, you know, have an eye for, oh, yep, that was a switch, you know, 360, you know, or, you know what I mean? It'd just be nice to have somebody with a quick eye.
Yeah, yeah. We do encourage pros to show up and inspire the youth and help judge.
The 15th annual Big Air Snowboarding Contest is around noon on Saturday, April 10th, at the Haynes Pass.
I think it's just the end of the day. It's just, you know, smiles on kids' faces and being able to give out such great prizes like the heli skiing and you know, the SEBA. It's just really, it's pretty cool. Yeah, see you guys up at the pass.
Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. Want to stay in touch with family and friends out of town? Why not send them a link to your local news at khns.org and under the Listen tab.